welcome to Equity in Action, Transforming Elementary Schools for Tomorrow, a podcast dedicated to exploring how public school leaders can create truly inclusive learning environments. I am one of your hosts, Sheridan Darnell, and I'm thrilled to kick off our very first episode today with a focus on universalism and its role in diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging, or DEIB, initiatives to elementary education. Our guiding question for this five-part series is, how can public schools, elementary principals integrate DEIB into their schools and create inclusive learning environments? Before we dive in completely, I want to just say, any opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations expressed in this presentation are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of University of Louisville. Now let's dive into what we came here for. What is universalism in education? Universalism in education, in the context of diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging, is rooted in the idea that every student deserves access to a high-quality education, no matter their background, identity, or personal challenges. It is about leveling the playing field and ensuring that all children have the tools they need to succeed, not just academically, but socially and emotionally. This isn't just about giving equal opportunities. It's about understanding the unique barriers that some students face and providing tailored support to help them thrive. Universalism also applies to our educators, especially teachers. For principals, it means building systems, cultures that uplift everyone, ensuring the entire school community feels a sense of belonging. Addressing the challenges. Now, implementing diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging isn't without hurdles. According to research in Chapter 10, Section 5 of our textbook, one key challenge is the resistance to change. Many educators feel overwhelmed trying to implement new strategies or acquire the technical knowledge needed to succeed. Here's a quote that stuck out to me by John A. Powell, the creator of universalism. Eventually, many teachers become overwhelmed in their attempts to acquire the technical knowledge capital that will enable them to effectively teach. This highlights an importance of professional development that does not deliver content but considers teachers' individuals, interests, histories, and experiences. When educators feel supported, they are more likely to embrace new tools and methods with confidence. Now, how principals can support teachers. So what can principals do to empower teachers to make DEIB an integral part of school culture? Here are some few key takeaways. Ongoing professional development. Don't settle for one-on-one workshops. Teachers need consistent long-term support to build their skills and confidence over time. Create a good culture for your school. Foster a safe environment where teachers can experiment, share successes, and openly discuss challenges, collaborations that are key for growth. 3, tailoring training. Customize training sessions to meet the specific needs of your teachers and the programs being implemented. This ensures the content is both relevant and actionable. Leadership expert Peter Drucker once said that empowering people and your employees to take ownership of their roles fosters innovation and adaptation. When teachers feel autonomous and equipped with the right tools, they can tailor their teaching to meet the diverse needs of their students. Now, social justice leadership. Another critical aspect of universalism is social justice leadership. As one study noted, especially in schools where students have characteristics of different races, religion, culture, socioeconomic level, and etc., school principals should adopt social justice leadership to offer equal opportunities and implement exclusive practices. And this is by Cannell. This approach is about more than just policies. It's about building a school culture where respect, empathy, and inclusion are lived values. Social justice leadership also involves actively addressing systematic barriers and advocating for equity at the district and state levels. Policy and practice for inclusivity. Here are some actionable steps principals can take to embed DEIB into their schools. First, public advocacy. Work with systematic changes that promote equity in a broader district of state levels. Inclusive curriculum. Introduce materials that reflect diverse histories and perspectives, ensuring every student sees themselves represented at their school. And finally, support systems. Establish mentorship and tailored support for underrepresented students to help them overcome challenges. Additionally, strong ties with families and local organizations can enhance the resource available to students. When the school becomes a hub of community collaboration, everyone benefits. Now, as I go, I want to just wrap up by saying today's discussion, integrating universalism into DEIB initiatives, is both a challenge and an opportunity. By committing to ongoing professional development, fostering inclusive leadership, and actively advocating for equity, principals can transform their schools into spaces where everyone thrives. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Equity in Action. I hope today's episode inspired you to think critically and about the role of universalism in creating inclusive educational environments. Don't forget to subscribe for future episodes where we will be tackling more strategies and stories from this field. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a colleague or leave a review. Together, we can make an education better for all.